Hey everyone, today we're going to be talking about what life is like when you are looking to hire somebody in a highly skilled position, like a developer, and you have no real experience actually in that job. I think one of the things that happens with a lot of the students that we see come through here is you see a lot of people who become terrified at the thought of meeting and being with, a recruiter and a hiring manager. And people have this tendency to develop this image of who this person is. Normally, it's an extremely knowledgeable, extremely on-point person who has this weird, like, penchant for, like, gathering data on what somebody's done in their past. And I can guarantee you that none of this, absolutely none of this is true. Recruiters are just like you and me. I know, like, 50 recruiters at this point who work in tech. I've had beers with them. I've hung out with them. I can guarantee you, absolutely guarantee you, they are super regular people. And I've seen people almost break down. And when I just even think about one student who, incredible programmer, absolutely incredible programmer. But every time they would go in to meet with a recruiter, they would panic, and they would just almost have these, like, extremely visceral panic attacks right before they would go on the phone. It got to the point where we would actually be on listening to these calls, like right next to them, while they were on the phone with these guys just during phone interviews. And when we sat down with them and we were talking, it's like, hey, what's going on? Like, what is really happening that is freaking you out? And it turns out that, it's not even that people are really scared of recruiters. People are scared of the fact that they're new at this, and they feel like a recruiter is going to somehow see right through them. And that's what this guy was freaking out about this entire time. So we have a way that's going to make it a lot easier for you to deal with them. One, you need to know what is going on in the recruiter's eyes, okay? When this person is talking to this guy who's terrified and freaking out, okay, the recruiter is terrified and freaking out too. Okay, they don't know how to program. They don't know how to find these people. They don't know how to determine if somebody is good at this or not. So when you are freaking out on the phone, you're literally in a situation where you have two people terrified of talking to each other, terrified of looking like an idiot at the same exact time. I want you to really let that sink in for a second. It would almost be like when we have to go find doctors, okay? We're not really doctors. Sure, we can Google some stuff on WebMD, but that's about as deep as we can go. And recruiters have the same exact problem. They can Google some stuff about a front engineer, and maybe they know that there's some JavaScript going on in this job, so they can Google some JavaScript stuff and ask you how you feel about variables or arrays or whatever. But this is just like if we have to hire a specialist doctor. That is what recruiters have to go through every single day. Just imagine how stressful and terrifying that has to be. That sounds like the worst. That just sounds like the worst. So don't be stressed out when you call them. Okay? Don't be stressed out in the phone interview. Don't be stressed out when you reach out to them. These are just regular people who want to do a good job, who want to get to know you. And look, you always know what we say here, right? If you are afraid that your capabilities are not at, like, the top spot where you need to program to build, like, another international space station, okay? There's always that one thing you can do. You can always bring massive added value. Bring massive added value, and the recruiter who is already terrified is not going to care about your history, okay? If you can bring massive added value when you are talking with these recruiters, they are going to be relieved. Because you were doing so much legwork for them at this point, bringing them solutions, and now you're somebody they can pitch to their bosses. You're somebody that they can advocate for. So don't get freaked out, okay? You're just dealing with another freaked out person that is hoping that you have a solution for them. Okay? Bring value. Bring value. Bring those solutions. And when you meet with recruiters and you meet with hiring managers, you're gonna do absolutely awesome.